Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I thought it was just so interesting. I don't know if I'd ever seen this before or noticed it like this, but with Jonah buying a ticket and going away from God's purposes, and he lands on this boat, and I know you're going to give us some of this backstory, but just one point I want you to speak to is here he's in this boat and this storm hits, and he's sleeping. And the guy comes down and says, how can you sleep through this? And I started to think about that. Jonah ran away, the storm came, and he's sound asleep. And doesn't that sort of speak to Lee about when we run away from God's purposes, it seems that we soon become inoculated to his power and the sense of his presence. I mean, it's almost like God's power is still evident and his purposes are still in motion. But, you know, it's like when we turn our back on it, they can be in motion and we can even sleep through it and miss it. I want you just to say, I mean, he'll still speak to us and pursue us, but talk to that dynamic of the consequence, really, of when we were kind of ignoring and even walking away from his purpose.
Yeah. That's so good. And apathy is the byproduct of being bored or being discontented or offended at the purpose of God. Mm. And you know, when you made that statement that, you know, Jonah goes into the bottom of the ship and he falls asleep, I think a lot of times when we are moving in the opposite direction of where we know the revealed will of God, we know God's calling us and challenging us to do something, but I'm not just talking about in being a state of unaware and wondering what God wants us to do, but when we are opposed to that and we run from that, like Jonah did, I think what happens is the seed, the potential, the gifts and the callings of God that are in our lives, the things that have been put in us to fulfill that purpose, they go dormant. They fall asleep because they're not activated by obedience and faith. And, you know, the Bible says in the book of Romans, it says the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. And I believe that. But even though that they're without repentance, sometimes they're in us and they're not fully alive. You know, when you're asleep, you're not dead, but you're not fully awake. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, our gifts and our abilities and those type of things that are inside of us are kind of in a sleep state. They're dormant because it's like a seed that hasn't been put in the right soil yet. It's just waiting to release what's on the inside of it. And we can find ourselves very easily asleep in the light. You know, we can go to church week in and week out. We can, read our Bibles. But if there's something that we know that God has challenged us to do, and because of fear or, you know, in Jonah's case, bias or offense or those types of things, we resist that. We can find ourselves in a place of complacency and asleep, and we need to be awakened.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.